Our first reading for today comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and chapter 2, as we begin with verse 2 of chapter 1. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem. I applied my mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that's done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God's laid on mankind. I've seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. I hated all the things I've toiled for under the sun because I must leave them for the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish. Yet they will have control over all the fruit of my toil into which I've poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For a person may labor with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, but they must leave it all to another who has not toiled for it. This too is meaningless and a great misfortune. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which we labor under the sun? All their days, their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This, too, is meaningless. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. The second reading for today comes from Colossians chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, when you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God's coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things, such as anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices, and have put it on a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there's no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. But Christ is all, and is in all. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. And the Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now somebody in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbitrator between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greeds. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And then he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest, and he thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I'll store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You've plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life will be demanded of you. Then who will have all what you have prepared for yourself?" This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, those are some interesting texts, if you ask me. Seems like there's lots and lots of twists and turns in these texts. You go one way with this, then it yanks you back the other way, then another one yanks you this way, then it's this way. It's kind of like being put in a ping pong. And unfortunately, it brought up a lot more questions than answers, and it seems like that's what the text does sometimes. And this week's no different. Almost all of these texts seem to bring up more questions for me than answers. And today's parable made me wrestle a bit. Before you think I'm going to be calling out anybody about their possessions or something like that. You know the old saying, when you point at somebody, there's about three fingers pointing back, maybe even four pointing back at you. I think that's true with this too. I could point out that way, but they're pointing back at me too. Today's parable made me wrestle. This week's text made me wrestle. Because you know what? I've got stuff. I sure do. I have possessions. But it really made me start thinking, what's it good for? What's it do? What are these, this stuff that I have, what's it do? But not only that, maybe what's the point? What's the point of all of this? And it's hard to give an answer to that. It is. Because Ecclesiastes made me wrestle this week too. I don't really have a good answer for the parable for this week. Maybe you do. And Ecclesiastes, that made me wrestle like crazy too this week. And there's a common theme going on between the gospel, especially Ecclesiastes, and then it kind of gets cleared up in the Colossians text. But there's a common theme, and it's one we get stuck on. We get stuck on it very often. And that common theme is I. And it's one that I got trapped in this week too. That one little word. I. I shows up a lot in these texts. Share with me. Tell him. Jesus, tell him. Tell my brother to share with me. I will do this. I will. I will. I will do this. I will pull down the barns and build bigger ones. I will store up the grains of goods. I will say to my soul, hey, soul, you got a lot of things. You got ample goods laid up for many years. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. I have this. I can do this. And soul, you've done good. But you know, the tricky thing is this. We can feel guilty. And I think we do. I, for one, do when I think about everything I have right now in my own home. And I can feel guilty about those possessions. But when you're feeling guilty, it's about I, too, at times. It's about that one word, I, because it's very personal. Enough is enough. Why do we do what we do? For the I. Why do we do what we do for I? You know, enough is never enough. It really doesn't seem like it. We can fall into that trap very often. And it becomes true that enough is never enough. So why do we do what we do? For that one little word, I. And unfortunately, that means we're kind of vain. We're kind of about ourselves, aren't we? We ask, as a result of all that, knowing that this is true, knowing that the I has a lot of control in our lives. You don't have to go much further than to read some of these texts to ask, well, what's the point of it all? What is it? What is it? Because vanity means another thing, too. And this week, for you radio listeners, I was reading from the NIV, but the NRSV translates that word meaningless as vanity from Ecclesiastes chapter 1. But vanity also means worthless and meaningless, that word that was used in the New International Version translation. Meaningless. So Ecclesiastes is asking, Is it all worthless? What's the point? And that makes you feel down a little bit too, doesn't it? Because we know that there's that trouble in our own lives. But there's so much going on. So many questions revolving around that one little word, I. And yourself. Who's going to get my stuff? Who benefits from what I do? What do I get from all my work? Nothing? Nothing at all? You mean to tell me it's worthless? It's meaningless? Okay, so if it's meaningless, what on earth is the point? What in the world's the point? Where can we find meaning outside of ourselves? What is the point of it all? And that's what I'm found going in circles on with Ecclesiastes and all of that. And it highlighting at the very end, this too is meaningless. All this anxious striving, all the things that we've done under the sun, all of this is meaningless? Is it? And if it is, where are we going to find meaning? Or perhaps a better question is, why do we find fulfillment in what we do? Specifically when we help others. Specifically when those things that we do aren't about the I. When we store up treasures in heaven. What's the point? What is it all? Well, Colossians tells us to stop looking down. Stop. Stop looking at the things of the earth. Stop looking down. Stop looking at the earthly things and look up. Look up. Up, up, up. Look up. Set your minds on things above, not on earth. Meaning, worth. It doesn't come from earth. It comes from God. It comes when it's not all about the one little word, I. That's where meaning and worth comes from at times. When it's about me, when it's about that one little word, I, seems to be nothing. Seems like we are trapped forever in that Ecclesiastes text. Is it worth? What's the point? What is it? But instead, when you look up, instead of looking at earthly things, look at heavenly things, a couple things happen. You put to death that earthly focus and realized when the eye's gone, when you put the I alone thoughts to death, when you stop worrying about those things and you put on that new self renewed in Jesus Christ, there is truly meaning, truly worth, truly salvation, truly grace, truly forgiveness of sins. But it's not through that one little word, I. Instead, it comes from two words. The I am Jesus Christ. When we do what we do with what we have, and it's not about I, but about God's calling, about the great I am, that's what rich, you know, that's what rich towards God looks like. When it's towards God and God's calling. Because Christ is all and is in all. And through Christ alone, through something, from someone that isn't from earth, but instead isn't from down, but from up above, is from up above, there's no longer anything that separates. No longer specific groups, no longer Gentile or Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, slave, free. It's all Christ. There is no I, only the I am. So what's next? What's next? Listen. Listen to God. What is God calling you to do with the things you've been given, been graced with? I can't tell you what to do. But instead of making it about the I, what I can tell you is make it for the I am, Jesus Christ. And through that, one person alone, through God alone, through Christ alone, is there meaningfulness and worth. Thanks be to God for sending Christ, who is all and is in all. Amen.